Hello.
Bonjour.
Ah, bonjour. Now, welcome back. Welcome back to Ringham and Godsill's Alpha Bites, because we've been away for a little while. Yeah. Though technically Dan is away now.
I'm on holidays.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, of course, regular listeners, all eight of you, will know that we usually record this in Dan's little studio in the West Midlands in England. But now, now we're recording it in. I'll let Dan say where we are.
In indecisive Montreal.
What do you mean indecisive Montreal? What does that even mean?
The weather is very indecisive.
Oh right, yeah, that's true.
Because I was going to say sunny Montreal.
Sunny Montreal.
But if I turn around, it could be raining.
But when people say "oh, sunny something," it's usually sarcastically. It's like, "oh, hello from sunny Yorkshire," or "hello from sunny Dudley." It's always the way, but you know, Montreal actually is sunny.
It's now.
A beautiful day
out there. It is for this minute.
Yeah. Well, oh yeah, yeah, we got caught in the rain.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so...
Sorry, I didn't mean to be so negative.
Don't be so pessimistic.
I'm quite enjoying myself.
Daniel.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, et ça va?
Je m'appelle...
Yeah?
Daniel. Ungon. it means rubber for all you people who don't speak French.
Yeah, that's the main word he's learned on this trip. Yeah. He's learned the French for...
No, I knew that one.
Pencil eraser.
I knew that one.
You knew that one
before
already.
I came, and it came in useful when a lady on the plane asked me for a rubber. and I knew what she said, and I said, non.
Non.
Which is French for no.
That's correct.
Is that right?
It's catching on. If you throw enough shit at a wall... So, bonjour, and welcome back to the podcast.
Oh, it's good to be back.
So, je m'appelle Robert Ringham, and dans mon... à gauche, monsieur...
Perillon?
No, this is where you say your name.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel.
What,
James Godsill. Come on, you've forgotten all of the catchphrases.
Oh, yeah, but you're trying to make me do it in another language, which I don't know yet. Right, yeah, but hold on. Is you went, like, Robert...
Robert. Well, that's okay. Kind of the French equivalent.
Is mine Daniel.
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 Yeah.
Like
well,
a, like a girl's name.
The guy who runs this building, like the building manager, his name's also Dan, but yeah. I've heard him say his own name, and he says Daniel.
He doesn't look like a Daniel.
No, he doesn't.
He's quite butch.
He's a big, sturdy man.
But very kind.
Arms like Popeye.
Yes, he's like a bit like Freddie Mercury.
He's got a bit of a moustache. I'd say it's more of a Mario, a Super Mario.
A Mario crossed with Freddie Mercury.
A Super Mario.
If Freddie Mercury took up plumbing instead of singing, then that's what he would be
instead
like.
Of singing. Well, Mario
or
sings.
Managing a building.
Mario sings Do the Mario. Yeah.
How does it go?
It goes something like, shake your arms from side to side. I don't remember it now.
Can you do it in Dylan?
Shake your arms from side to side. F to three, do the Mario. It's like he's here.
I saw Bob Dylan, I didn't like him.
Yeah, I know. So Dan saw Bob Dylan at Hop Farm?
Yes.
No good?
No, I saw him eating a bagel.
You saw him eating a bagel?
It might have been a bagel.
Could it have been just a savoury donut?
Could have been a donut without any icing on.
Could have been a wheel.
He might have licked all the icing off and topped it in two. Like a bagel.
It's really weird doing a podcast like that.
On the other side of the world.
Well, just full stop. Like, it's been so long. Yeah, I feel sort of weirdly self-conscious. You know, I'm very conscious of the fact that this is recording and people are going to be listening, in theory.
Yeah, it's because it's the first time we've ever done it sober.
Oh my God, that might be a point.
Yeah.
So this podcast will be belch-free?
Yeah, I'd say this is more of a...
There's no crisps?
I'd say this is more of an introduction. Oh? I think someone's trying to break in.
No, Dan's back door. We're, nobody's breaking in. We're five or six stories up.
It might be a really, really tall person. French are quite tall.
Who?
The French.
The French? Not really, are they?
They're all taller than me.
Racist bastard.
I'm not racist.
Why are they so tall? Must be all those onions.
I don't get the joke.
Well, French people eat onions. It's part of the stereotype.
Yeah.
But like them being tall is not a stereotype.
Do onions make you taller?
No, but also you just... There's no... French people aren't tall. That's not a stereotype. You just made that up.
No, it's an observation.
No, it's not an observation.
Stereotype.
Where's the tall French people? I'm sure there are some, but no more than anywhere else.
No, I think they're taller. I've seen taller people in France.
Oh.
No, I haven't. We're not in France.
You've never been to France?
Yeah, I've never been to France. Oh. I'd like to go to France.
Do you know what I say to this? Sacrement tabernacle.
That Robert taught me this. That means it's really bad.
Those are really naughty swears.
If a Frenchman was in, he'd have your guts for garters.
For French garters.
For French garters. For frilly garters.
Well, the thing is, as we should probably explain, swearing in French is very interesting because swearing in Britain and America and the rest of Canada, it's all sex-related, isn't it? So you might call someone a cunt, you might say bollocks, fuck, shit and piss.
Yeah.
They're not really sex, though, are they?
Not. They're not sexy.
They could be sex-related. I could do a poo on you, and you'd have to like it.
Why would I like it? Just because you're my friend?
You'd probably like it.
I don't think I would.
anyway, this besides the point.
Don't skip over it.
Come back.
You can't just say that I'd enjoy you having a poo on me and then skip over it as if nothing happened.
We'll put this in the any other business.
Right, okay.
Because it's literally business. Any other business.
Oh. I'm never going to be able to take minutes again.
I've lost my friend now. The swearing. Yes. So in the English language, it's all sex-related, right?
Yeah.
But in French, you can say fuck, bollocks, cunt in front of children, and they'll thank you for it.
If anything, yeah, it's
they'll be grateful.
Yeah, they want you
because
to.
The swears in the French language are all church-related. I guess it comes from a tradition of Catholicism. But for example, the worst word you can say in French, the absolute worst word, is tabernacle, which is tabernacle. I think it's like the... Is it the altar in the church or the... Is it like the thing that holds the Bible at the front?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. What's a tabernacle? Somebody write in and tell us if anyone's listening to this.
We could just look it up on Wikipedia.
So, that's true. But I'm always scared of tampering with the computer when the garage
pants go. I can imagine it'll make more noise. You'd see
that's true.
Fingers on it.
Fingers
on it.
Well, so tabernacle's the worst one. And that means like that's equal to cunt.
Could you combine tabernacle with another word to make it...
I only really know two French swears. Really? I know that and sacrement, which is, that's to express exclamation, right? So to go, if you're surprised, if you open the fridge and all your food has turned to beetles, you go, sacrement!
Or if you came in, perhaps, and Bob Dylan was eating all your bagels.
Ooh! Have you got any poppy seed? These are all sesame! There's a little boy. I think the Bob Dylan voice works best when he's saying just trivial things.
Yeah.
So he's not even singing. He's just in the shop saying, I'd like a book of second class stands, please. What do you mean you don't have any sixes? They don't have sixes anymore, do they?
What are sixes?
And a Twix.
What's a six?
No, like you get a six pack of stamps and a 12.
They do 12.
But
yeah.
A lot of them only have the 12.
I can buy ones.
Ones? Where?
From the shop next to work.
You mean Hailey?
No, Mr. Sanger's.
Oh, Mr. Sanger's.
Mr. Sanger. I don't like it. Mr.
Tell us about Mr. Sanger.
Oh, I'm very disappointed in Mr. Sanger.
What's your problem?
Well, because a lot of the time I don't like change. I don't like change. Not change as in things being different.
Oh, it's all moving on.
I quite like that. I think if anything, I think I like change.
Right.
But I don't like change.
You don't like pennies.
I don't like pennies.
Right.
I'll go as much to say I don't like five pennies.
Five pennies?
What are five pence?
So if I was going to give you a penny now, you'd say no.
I'd say no.
If I gave you a 2p, you'd say no. If I gave you a five pence?
I would most likely say no.
What if I gave you a sixpence?
Well, no, that's worse.
That's worse. That's two bad
things. I'm more inclined to take a fivepence than a sixpence.
Sixpenny.
A sixpenny. I think second to, like, even a ninepence, I'd sooner have a fivepence.
Why are you on that? What's up with the ninepence?
Because if you give me a ninepence, it means I have to not only have a fivepence, but two twopences.
Two twopences.
which results in three coins.
Okay, okay.
Which aren't worth the faces they're printed with.
So, if I give you a tenpence,
yeah, that's okay.
You'll accept.
Well, yeah, it's just one.
Yeah,
it's just
But a penny is just one. But you don't want that.
No,
because it's too small a value. But a tenpence.
What can you get for a penny?
You'd have a tenpence.
What can you get for a penny?
Penny Shoe.
No, I think you've been away too long. No, I don't think they exist anymore. Maybe I remember
that's
when
the
you
wrong
could.
Sort of change.
I think they're like two pence sweets.
Tuppenny sweets. Like a tuppenny chew.
Tuppenny sweets. Did you have those? The like penny sweets. Were you ever given
I can't honestly remember a penny sweet, but I remember weren't like Swizzle stick lollies about 4p? Those are like the cheapest ones I can remember.
I don't know.
It's like a fizzy lolly on a little
stick. I definitely had penny sweets. Which, to be honest, if I was a shopkeeper,
and just
I wouldn't bother with them because it's not worth my time to count the sweets.
So it's not worth half a second.
I don't think it would take. I think it would take more because
if you paid 1p for every half a second, that's probably more than you make in a working day.
Well, it depends on the sweets. If say there were what are the sweets called which are flat and they've got sort of knobbly bobbly bits on top?
Don't know. Oh, chomp.
You know, no, they're round, like a pen. They're like a twopence.
A twopence.
Like a twopence, a chocolate twopence. that's delightful.
Right. It's two of my favourite things.
Okay, so they look like a chocolate twopence with knobbly bobblies on, like hundreds of thousands.
Horrible.
Right. You can get them in white ones as well.
They call it rainbow something, rainbow drops.
Yeah, maybe something. But yeah. they're disc-like.
Right.
Now, if it was them, I'd go yes, because you could just sort of, like, as if you're counting change, flick them off the side of the counter.
Right.
But if you're gonna have like mushrooms, the mushroom-shaped sweets,
champignon.
They're very irregular.
You need to speak as much French as possible today.
Is that
champignon?
If for example, pomplemousse sweets. which are watermelon sweets?
But a pamplemousse is a grapefruit.
A grapefruit. If you had perhaps sweets shaped as grapefruits, they'd be much harder to count and not worth my while.
Because they're rolling around.
Yeah, and it would take perhaps a second. And then bear in mind, you need to earn that much money, you need a stream of children.
I don't think anyone counts them, though, don't they?
They used to count.
If they were advertised as penny chews or penny sweets,
yeah.
They'd have to, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, what I just said was bollocks. What about how if you were given a half penny an hour, a half penny a second, you'd earn more. That's definitely not true, is it?
I don't know.
No, because what is it? Half penny a second, what would you make? 120... pence a minute.
Right.
So, oh no, that's loads then, isn't it?
£1.20 a minute.
Yeah.
That's
bloody loads. It's loads.
I think we're in the wrong business.
I think we are. We should be in penny shoes.
You just need to guarantee a constant stream of children.
Do you want to be your mark?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the weirdest sentence I think I've ever said. Right. But anyway, forgetting me being a shopkeeper, I'm never going to be a shopkeeper.
You were a shopkeeper though.
When?
Well, anyway, that's a digression. We want to go back to Mr. Sanger.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I won't accept change from him if it's any less than tenpence.
Why are you saying it all in that sort of old-fashioned tenpence?
What am I supposed to say? Tenpence.
Tenpence, yeah, or 10p.
Tenpence is...
Tenpence. Yeah. I don't think even old-fashioned people say tenpence. Because when people were saying punts, tenpence would have been loads, and they would have given it more respect.
Only the posh people would say tenpence.
Tenpence.
Well, they wouldn't.
How posh people wouldn't say punts.
How do posh people say money?
What do you mean? How do posh people say money?
How do they say money? Like poor people go punts.
They say money.
10 monies.
No, you said, how do they say money? And so I just did money in a posh voice.
Oh, right, okay.
That was the joke.
You're making a joke.
But you were asking, really, how do they say
pence? Like, if you went into a posh shop and went, I'd like some sweets, please. How much are they each? Yeah.
And he said 10 pence.
Is that what he'd say?
10 pence, yeah. That's what normal people say. Yeah. It's not a matter of class.
Oh,
just...
10 pence. Right, okay. Right, okay. Either way. Mr. Sanger, I'm not sure if he does speak English or not. He just doesn't speak.
Exactly not.
He sort of gives hand signals.
What is he? Where are you going? Why does he give hand signals?
Well, say, for example, I put a say I put my breakfast, my Nutri-Grain bar, strawberry, on the counter.
Yeah.
He'd then put his hand out.
Yeah.
For the, indicating, I'd like some money for that, please.
Right, but how does he convey how much it is? Does he do like an interpretive dance?
Oh, there's a till with the number on.
Oh, okay. So he points at that.
Yeah, and most of them have got stickers on. The food, which I don't get, because I had this in the airport as well.
Oh dear.
Right. It's when there's a printed number, a printed price on a product.
Yeah.
Right? Say a can of Iron Brew.
Yeah.
And it says 50 pence.
Yeah.
On the Iron Brew. And then a shopkeeper will print his own sticker.
Yeah.
With 60 pence on it.
Oh.
And he'll stick it over.
So Mr. Sanger is... Well, he needs to... Oh,
that bugs me. But some... I mean, if I were doing... If I was trying to follow someone, I'd make sure the sticker was big enough to completely cover the 50p sign.
To fool them properly.
Yeah, but no, you can see the top of the 50, the bottom of the 50.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can even see perhaps the left-hand side of the 50p sign on the can of pop.
Right.
And then he tries to... and it happened with a book. I tried to buy a book.
In the airport?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they put a different price on.
I was going to say, in Mr. Sanger's case... It's probably because he doesn't get his Iron Brew from the proper place. He probably... He just buys it from a supermarket.
Okay.
And divides it up. So sometimes in those shops, you get it when it says, not to be sold separately. Because it comes as a multi-pack.
Yes.
That happens a lot. I think that's probably what happens in Mr. Sanger's. He just buys it from QuickSave. And so he has to add money to make money. He has to make a markup.
If he'd explain that...
But if he'd have gone to the proper warehouse, the wholesaler, where he'd buy the Iron Brew in a big crate... Then he wouldn't have to put the markup. He'd have the recommended retail price of, as you would say, 50p.
I wouldn't mind that if they told. If there was perhaps, if it said that on a sticker, maybe.
Well, you know what?
Well, not
you
all
go
of
into
that.
A shop. Just
a summary.
You know what? Just trust that they've priced it right. Just trust that when you go in, you've got to adhere to their etiquette. When they put their sticker on, that's what you have to pay.
Yeah, but sometimes.
And I'd like to see you argue with Mr. Sanger about the price.
But he wouldn't. He wouldn't speak.
Exactly.
He'd perhaps put his arms in the air or cover his face.
It doesn't make good radio, though, this, does it? Because you can't convey to the podcast listeners now
what Mr.
the gesture that Mr. Sanger would make.
No, it's disgusting.
Could he make noises? Like if Mr. Sanger...
No, he doesn't make any words.
Okay, to what extent does language dictate how we convey noises? So, for example... If you ask me a question and I wanted to say no, but I didn't have the words, I might go, or eh. But is that because that's somehow a bit like the word no? Is the word no
the
kind of onomatopoeic to those noises?
It's because of Family Fortunes. It's game shows, I think. That's
no, it's not.
No, it is game shows.
Not all noises. In that example, maybe, but not all noises.
Okay, well, do you want to... okay. Give me another one.
Well, yes,
because I've sorted that one.
All right,
it's game shows.
But I'm wondering, like Mr. Sanger, if his first language is Urdu, would he make that noise to indicate no?
Oh, right. Because is it the Japanese that you should sneeze or something if you're happy?
No, in Japanese society, sneezing's really
you shouldn't sneeze.
Shouldn't sneeze in public. It's like farting in public. That's the equivalent.
What is it that you can do which you can't do normally?
You can't.
Oh, is it eat with your hands? Or
try not to eat with your hands. Don't breathe on people. Don't show the soles of your feet. I think that's Singapore. There's all sorts of interesting ones in Japan. In Japan, when you go into someone's house, it's an absolute sin to leave your shoes on.
Okay.
You have to take your shoes off before you go in, and they'll usually have a pair of slippers for you. And then, get this, this is the most interesting bit, when you go to the bathroom, there's another pair of slippers.
No.
Because you mustn't wear your regular house slippers in the bathroom, because there's germs.
I tend to just judge someone's floor as to whether I'm going to take my shoes off or not.
If there's just stuff everywhere, they don't care.
If there's stains, maybe, then I'll leave them on.
Whose house are you going to where there's stains?
Just Mr. Sanger. Mr. Sanger's shop. There's stains everywhere.
What was he stained with?
I never take my shoes off.
What was he stained with?
I wouldn't like to think. probably overpriced Iron Brew.
Overpriced everything.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr.
But now I do. I mean, plush carpet, they come off immediately, my shoes.
So, hang on. What was the story with Mr. Sanger about the change?
Oh,
so
right.
He'd give you your change, and you'd go, you'd make a gesture to say no, and he'd give you a little thumbs up to say thank you.
He wouldn't give a thumbs up, but you could see in his eye. He wouldn't move his face much, but in his eyes you could.
You'd have to look into his eyes and he'd give you a sign.
You could tell he was happy that you'd done it.
Well, because he was smiling.
Yeah, and I felt it was okay, because if I was in trouble, maybe I could.
Did he exaggerate his facial expressions to aid the conversation?
No, I think.
Did he give a kind of pantomime smile of approval?
His face doesn't move.
Oh, God, that makes things even worse.
Really, it's quite. He never looks happy.
Could he wiggle his eyebrows, like once for yes, twice for no?
I don't think the eyebrows even move. He really is. He's just nothing. He just his eyes move about. Like he's trapped in his own head.
He's trapped in his own head. We're all trapped in our own heads. In a way, aren't we all a little bit like Mr. Sanger?
I'd like to say no.
But no, because you're the opposite, because you don't want change. But presumably he does if he's happy.
He loves it. He bathes himself in coppers.
Is he like Scrooge McDuck?
Comes up rusty.
Is he Scrooge McDuck of the corner shop?
Yes. Yes.
What did Corner Shop ever sing? What did they do? Remember the band Corner Shop?
A Brim Full of Asher. No, that was Beck.
No, it was the Eels, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, yes.
That was the Eels.
That was the Eels.
Eels!
Lovely.
Eels up beside you, finding an entrance where they can.
A bumful. Right.
Corner Shop, what did they sing?
Mr. Sanger, what did they sell?
No, what did Corner Shop sing? The band.
Oh, Brimful of Asher.
Brimful of Asher.
A brimful of... and a bosom for a pillow.
Ah.
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow.
You can buy a bosom for a pillow. You can buy, like, a big pillow in the shape of a bosom.
You can roll off it.
Well, it's not lumpy. It's just... it's like a pillow. Oh. It's flat.
It'd be okay. But like a pair of bosoms.
Yeah, it's a pair of boo-boos.
Your head would just kind of lie in the crevasse.
I've noticed that if you want to do some sort of comedy thing about boobs, there has to be two. Like, for example, in Woody Allen's... Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask.
Yeah.
There's kind of a horror movie spoof where a giant breast escapes from a laboratory, but it's just one breast. And to me, it just doesn't really... it doesn't fly. It's just you can't really tell what it is even, because there's only one.
Oh, okay.
You never really know... you never really see one breast.
What? Perhaps... it... do you think they're kind of almost unidentifiable?
No, I mean, I'd know what a breast was. If I found one tit... if I was walking along
in a dumpster,
just one tit in a dumpster. If I found one tit
and an ankle,
when I'm out, what's the word? I've forgotten the word.
Hmm?
Oh, I was going to do brilliant.
Walking?
No.
Running? Swimming?
Like looking for stuff. What's it called?
Searching. Doesn't
matter. The moment's gone.
Meandering.
The moment's gone.
Oh, pottering.
No, if you want. Anyway, when I'm out pottering. I don't like to say pottering. It's more of a Dan word.
Yeah, I tend to potter.
There's nothing wrong with pottering. It's a lovely, gentle word. But it strikes me as, first of all, very old-fashioned, which you are.
I potter about and spend my...
tuppences.
Tuppences.
Yeah, you do. It's potter around, refusing the punts. I don't want to punts on pottering. How many punts would it take to stop you pottering? If you're out pottering and somebody wanted you to stop.
Oh, nothing could stop
me. Not even 10 pence?
Well, no, because even if I was a punts millionaire.
Like Mr. Sanger?
Yeah, what would I do? Like, what would I do? I would be eager to potter.
Right. What was the point of the Mr. Sanger story? He keeps your money?
Yes. Quite happily.
Right.
Quite happily. And I thought this was like a little arrangement we had, and I thought we were friends.
Oh.
I thought we were friends.
He doesn't even know who you are, does he? He doesn't know you from day to day.
I'm not sure. He does have a look in his eye.
Look of recognition.
Yeah.
I love that you become like an expert. You become adept at reading this man's just, you know, paralinguistic signals. Just what his eyes look like. He doesn't even have a moving face.
Yeah, because
it's like... it's like looking at a taxidermist thing, you know, like, or a statue, and somehow having a conversation with it.
Well, it's because sometimes I think the big key is on a Friday, there's a little treat. I have myself a carbonated drink.
Ooh.
Right. I'll be honest, I'd say 60% of the time it's a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, horrible.
I quite like that Dr. Pepper.
Horrible.
It was
other carbonated beverages are available.
It was John Lennon's favourite drink.
I don't care if it was the fucking... Paul McCartney's favourite drink.
Cool. Well, it's usually that. Iron Brew is another popular one that I quite like. Sometimes I just put my hand in the fridge and see what I get. See what I
touch. What do you mean, close your eyes?
Yeah, see what I touch. Because I get really indecisive. Anyway, he knows. Like, I'll get to the till sometimes, and I think he knows on a Friday. He's already keyed the number up, 60 pounds.
Noah's talking your language.
Yeah. But no, I thought we had a deal. Except, and I think it might have been a Friday again. I think I went in, and this is partly why I was annoyed with the markup, but I went in for a can of Iron Brew. And I put the can of Iron Brew down, and I realised I only had 50 pence on me. And I looked at Mr. Sanger, and he looked at me, and I thought he'd just sort of like nod to say, it's okay, all the punches you've given me over the years.
Wanted up to punts.
I'm happy to let you.
How many puns do you think you've given him over the years through punts?
We'll have to do some maths.
Puns.
I've worked there for maybe 2 years.
Okay.
And perhaps I go in the shop.
About six puns.
Maybe.
You know, six.
Say quid. Maybe £6 over all this time. So I think right. £10. Like.
And he wouldn't give you £10.
No, he wouldn't. Oh. He wouldn't let me off it. He wouldn't even. I mean, because he doesn't speak, he couldn't tell me, maybe come back tomorrow with it.
Right.
He just refused outright. Oh. He just looked and shook his head.
Oh.
The most I'd seen him do. And it infuriated me, so I said nothing and left. And now I don't let him have the change.
What do you think his home life is like?
I'm not sure if he has a home. I think he lives in the shop.
Can you tell from looking at his eyes what his hobbies and interests are?
I think he likes working at the shop.
He does?
He's always there.
Yeah, but lots of people are always in a place. That doesn't mean they enjoy it.
Like who?
Emperor Nero.
Who's he?
He was an emperor of Rome. Doesn't mean he liked Rome.
I think he'd like... Yeah, but he might have
liked... Bad example.
Yeah, okay. He might have liked being an emperor. I'd like to be an emperor. Would you like a place which was... Like to rule a place... Like, imagine a fun fair
right.
that was all themed on you.
Oh, brilliant.
Would you like that?
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
Would you like the little children to be, like, hitting your face with hammers?
I'd prefer that if that wasn't the case. Right. Where has this come from? What are you on about? I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Well, I've finished my story. That's it.
Oh.
There's nothing...
That's the Mr. Sang story. Okay.
Well, yeah, it wasn't really... You kind of bullied me into talking about it.
No, I didn't. You started it.
Did I?
Well, we'll listen to this afterwards. Luckily, there's a record of this conversation.
Ah. No, well, that was all. And Mr. Sang, me and him, I tend not to buy anything from there now. I just don't know. I go and get it from...
What a fucking cunt.
Thanks.
At least not you, Mr. Sanger.
I didn't think you were all about me.
I'd never call you that or anything.
Yes,
I'd never.
Would. Yes, you would.
What? No, I have nothing but the utmost respect for you.
You told me today that you weren't my best friend.
I was saying we were walking across a massive bridge out in the city, and it was a little bit scary. Like it was really high up, and we could actually feel the bridge wobbling.
Mm.
And it was kind of fun because it was the kind of safe scariness that you get on, say, a roller coaster. Like, you know it's going to be fine, but there's all of your biological instincts are going, this is a bit frightening, right? Well, that was certainly how I experienced
it.
And I just thought, this is fun now, but I will definitely be dreaming about this tonight and having a nightmare. And in my nightmare, I think what will happen is you will have fallen off because you've been... fucking about. You've been chasing tenpence along.
Rolling across the road.
Then you've fallen off.
I've managed to run across the road and avoid all the traffic.
Yeah.
As the tenpence rolls underneath all the wheels. And then perhaps I'm going a bit too fast because of the running.
Yeah, you can't stop, you fall off, but I grab your hand just in time. And in the dream you're going, no, Rob, please don't let me go, Rob, no, I'm your best friend. I'll go, bit awkward, because Neil is sort of, we get along quite well, and my friend Stu, and you know what, if I'm going to give a kidney to anyone, you know, I've got a girlfriend, and, you know, frankly, best friend, really, I don't know if I should bring this up now, but, and that's what the dream would be like, and you go, but please, Rob,
18 hours.
I think you're great, and your cock is massive. And I'll go, I know, but I don't have the physical weight because you're full of tendrances. That fucking iPhone you carry everywhere is too heavy. And I'd go, that gives me an idea. And then I'd get your iPhone off you, and I'd use the apps to find a way of getting pulling you back to safety. Like a robotic arm would come out of it.
Okay.
It would grab you by the balls and pull you up, and you go,
why by the balls?
Because it's not my fault.
Was it one of the cheaper apps?
It's a dream.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Sorry. I forgot that for a moment.
It's, I think, in my dream, that's what would happen.
Oh, okay.
Because it sort of entertains me more.
Okay.
And you'd be going, ow, no, not my testicles. But you'd be safe.
Right.
He'd pull you up. And then the iPhone would say, I love you. And you'd go, oh, iPhone, I always should have known you were my best friend. And then you'd go off into the sunset together, leaving me alone.
Oh.
I think that's what happened in the dream.
I think in mine, Bob Dylan would have been on the bridge, perhaps eating a bagel.
Yeah.
He dropped his bagel off the bridge.
It rolls. It rolls through the traffic. Dylan's stuck in a diving. Ooh, hey, ooh.
I like Bob Dylan diving and ducking.
Amongst the traffic, right?
And his bagel rolls off.
Right.
Bob Dylan reaches the bagel.
Yeah.
And he talks to the bagel.
What? Hang on, he catches it in time?
Yeah.
Right.
But he's sort of hanging off the edge, like by his toes.
He's hanging off by his toes. So his hair's all falling down into the, you know, and he's got the bagel in his hand.
Yes.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Just, are you there? Are we there to witness this?
Yeah. Okay. We're still there.
Right.
And you go to me, oh, I hope that didn't happen to you. Like, it's all right, Rob. Won't.
Yes.
Wake up.
Oh, that's a bit boring. Still doesn't say anything?
No, he just, well, because he's hanging over the edge, he just eats his bagel.
Oh, because he's happy because he's got his bagel.
He's got like really, really big shoes on, which kind of hook him on.
Right.
Like a bat.
Right, okay.
A Dylan bat.
A Dylan bat. These are paid for themselves twice over.
I think Bob Dylan would make a good bat.
I love that you associate Bob Dylan with bagels now, because you once saw him eating something that might have been a bagel. It's not even like, you know, sometimes the kids will give someone a nickname based on one experience. You're not even sure if it was a bagel. It could have been a child's rubber ring.
Really? Yeah, it could have been a small one.
I do like ring-shaped food.
I wonder what Bob was doing on the bridge.
That's the mystery. That's the part of the dream you like the most.
Maybe he was having his last bagel before he ended it all.
Oh, maybe. Why would he end it? Goodbye, cruel world.
Can you do Bob falling like, from a great height?
Yeah, I can. It would be something like...
He just landed on his bagel.
He's landed right on his bagel. He's gone up his bum.
Oh, and he wouldn't die. It would cushion him. It's a big bagel.
He'd live on through his music.
Oh. Bless him, Mr. Dylan.
We hope nothing bad happens to Bob Dylan. Especially on the day this podcast goes out.
Yeah, well, I haven't checked the news in a
minute. What if he kills himself? What if he actually throws himself off a bridge? How would you feel about that? Oh, predicting his death.
Or puts his name to a popular bagel. I'd love a Bob bagel.
A Bob Dylan bagel.
Mm. I don't know, would it be just plain?
What seed or nut or... Yeah, what seed or fruit do you associate with Bob Dylan the most?
I don't know, maybe... It could be full of cashews.
What are cashews? Oh, because he's got big shoes. Yeah. That's what... Cashew. Bearing in mind, I don't think Bob Dylan does have big shoes. I think he only has big shoes in your dream.
He's only on the bridge in the dream.
Oh, right, okay, all right.
The only thing that isn't real is the fact that I saw him
eating what may or may not have been a bagel.
Yeah.
Could have been an onion ring, possibly.
Yeah, it could have been one of those...
It could be a half-eaten pretzel.
Like a
Sometimes you get those big pretzels.
Oh, yeah,
you could eat half of it and it would look a bit like part of a bagel.
Could be a tyre from an aeroplane.
Could be, could be. You could have come by the zoo and he saw a monkey swinging in a tyre and he went, I'm having that. And I'm having that. They'll go just right in my enclosure at home.
He'd love the zoo, Bob.
I think he'd be a lovely man to take to the zoo. Hey, you know, a god of rock, a god of rock who does like bagels?
Who?
Mr. Leonard Cohen.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's from Montreal, where we are.
Oh, right now. We went to a shop.
Yeah, we went to a cafe called Bagels Etc. And there's all signed memorabilia from Bob Dylan and pictures of Bob Dylan. Leonard Cohen. And he's like standing with the staff in the photographs. Fantastic.
Do you think that shop name is named that because of a lazy advertising company?
Well, they couldn't list everything, could they?
Bagels.
They don't go, we do bagels and challah, sandwiches, potatoes, fries, drinks. You know, they wouldn't list everything. Mm. It's just that bagels is the main thing they do. Well, it's not really, though, is it?
No, I had a sandwich.
I don't know. Maybe they do it. Maybe it's a trap to lure Leonard Cohen into their shop. Because they knew that he likes bagels. No, because he likes etc. Yeah.
He never likes the thing that's stated, but he likes the things that are left a mystery.
Ah.
Brilliant. I think that's probably my favourite too.
So really, like, his songs are about everything except what he says.
Yeah, like when I went to see Bob Dylan, like, it's a Bob Dylan plus special guests.
Ah.
Which, plus special guests, I think, is an equivalent, a music equivalent to etc. Et
yeah.
And I was like, ooh.
Bob Dylan etc. Eh?
Wonder who's that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's why children like Happy Meals. Because you're not sure what you're going to get in it.
You like the surprise.
Yeah.
You do sort of know what you're going to get, don't you, usually?
Well, it's usually themed on a film or...
It is these days.
That's why they bring out Harry Potter, I think.
When I was a kid, anything. It was just like you get a micro machine or a Barbie doll. It was never related to a movie.
I think it is now.
It is now, yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd like it if they were perhaps Bob Dylan themed toys.
Do you know what they call McDonald's restaurants over here in French?
McDonald's.
You're not far away.
Is it just McDonald's in a French accent?
No, it is. C'est restaurant McDo.
McDo.
Yeah, I don't know why they abbreviate it. I always found that weird.
It's his name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a guy's name. So why, how would it be abbreviated? Why? It's just absolutely bizarre.
Is he Scottish?
The man who made McDonald's what it is a guy called Ray Kroc, who I think is American. But he bought the company from, I think, other Americans called the McDonald Brothers.
Ah.
So they probably had Scottish heritage, but I think they were American.
I never thought about that, really.
Ah. You just couldn't wait to get your... clammy little mitts on a chicken sandwich.
Well, no, I haven't had a McDonald's in a long time. I don't really like them.
Good.
I don't want to get into it too
much. I can't even remember the last time I did one. I went in a Burger King about 2 years ago with a friend because he wanted a wee and a cup of coffee.
Right. Well,
I would never even do that.
My last visit was because I arrived. I left early, too early for work, and I needed a wee-wee, and then I went into the toilet, and when I was using the toilet...
Ha! Toilet.
I had a guilty conscience.
Because you're using the toilet?
Yeah, so...
What, Burger King?
No, in McDonald's.
McDonald's even worse! They're gigantic corporations, who cares? You could blow up the entire shop and they wouldn't even notice. You could piss.
I think
you could get on the counter and piss all over everything.
I think someone would notice.
No one would even care!
It'd be all over the news.
It would be all over the counter.
Especially if Bob Dylan was in there.
Why do you keep going back to this? Why would he be in there? They don't do bagels.
Yes, they do.
Breakfast, McDonald's.
They do breakfast bagels.
I think you know a bit too much about McDonald's. I find it all very suspicious.
It's not suspicious.
You dislike McDonald's?
No! I like McDonald's, etc.
So would Leonard Cohen.
Mm.
Yeah, so anyway, I think I used it as a trap to get Leonard Cohen in.
Right.
Because he obviously likes bagels.
Ah. What are they going to do with him when he's in there?
Just get him to sign all that junk that they've got displayed.
The bagels?
No, they've got like bits of music memorabilia, records.
Would you pay more for a bagel signed by Leonard Cohen?
What, if he's going to eat it anyway?
Yeah.
No.
Would you pay less? Yeah, because it's full of ink. It's signed with perhaps ketchup.
If he signed it with squid ink, because you can eat that.
Okay.
Squid. I'd eat it, but I don't think I'd pay more. What's the point?
Would you pay less?
Well, obviously I'd pay less. I wouldn't demand to pay less.
Wouldn't you feel bad?
What?
Because he'd gone to all the effort, and then you don't...
All the effort writing his name.
Yeah, but there's hundreds of them.
What if he'd written, like, a song all the way around it?
Oh.
It's like his new...
It's got to be quite a short song.
It's about bagels, or about rings.
You could probably only fit about 6 words on a bagel.
Well, Leonard Cohen writes very small.
Oh, is he, like, writing on rice?
He's a very intelligent man. He, you know, intelligent people tend to write small, don't they?
And scruffy.
Small and scruffy. Yeah. A bit like yourself, Dan.
You mean my writing or my stature?
Yeah, you're writing. Oh. Small and scruffy, I've seen it.
Yeah. It is quite, it's quite big. I don't know, I'm not sure. It always fits in between the lines that they give you.
Good. To be honest, I haven't written anything with a pen for ages.
Do you think you still can? Is it like you've been on your 6 weeks holiday from school?
Yeah, and you go back and your hand starts hurting after 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think I used to get blisters.
Miss Lowe, my hand is hurting. And she'll go, why don't you shut the fuck up and do your work? That was my recollection of school anyway.
Oh, goodness me.
She wasn't very nice.
Did you have a bonk off?
Sometimes I had a bonk on.
They were really terrible at school. They came out of nowhere during that period.
Erections?
Yeah.
Actually, what, primary school?
Most likely, I think.
I think so. I think I've always had erections. I think you get erections from, like, when you're a baby, don't you? You don't really associate it with sex, and you can't spunk up, but I think you always get them, don't you?
I think so. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to bring this to a close.
Yes. We're going to have to bring it to close on that note.
On that note.
But the good news is, guys, we think we might do a podcast possibly every day.
Mm.
Is that too much, Dan?
Yeah, they may not be this long. This is quite a long introduction.
To be honest, this is 42 minutes now, and, you know, we haven't even noticed.
That's true.
We barely scratched the surface.
That's true.
I think we can just do the same every day. It'll just happen.
Okay.
Every time we try to do a short one, it's ended up... The short... We wanted to do a trailer once, didn't we? It was supposed to be 10 minutes.
It's the longest one we ever did.
It's like an hour and 20 minutes. Absolutely ridiculous.
But we do have to go because the battery's about to run out.
Yep.
And we don't want to lose everything.
La salle, Paul!
So, au revoir!
Au revoir! Au revoir! Au revoir! Bonne nuit!